Let us again start from the Mishnah Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. Perhaps we'll get a little clearer in the sugya. Hayse Medes Arei Shagag. She was standing Arei Shagag, and he was standing in the Chotzer. Bizol Koylo, and he threw the get from the Chotzer into on the Gag. Kivin sheigia lavir hagag areizu megoreshes. Me reach the avir hagag, she's megoresh. That's if he's in the chotzer and she is on the gag. What if it's the nahapachu? Hu milamailo vehi milamato. He is on the gag and she's in the chotzer. Vizolkelo. Kivin sheyotza milshus hagag. When it left the Rishus Hagag, Lachayra means when it entered the Rishus Hachotza, Nimcha Koynischa Areizum Megoreshes, so even though it never entered the Chotza, started raining, and it got Nimcha or got burnt, Areizum Megoreshes, because it entered the Avir Hachotza. Fragte Gemore, wo holo im Minta, Oma, Rav Yehuda, Oma, Shmuel, begag, sheyesh lo imake askina. Ulo Oma, ulo ba menashim, mishmei davina Oma, hoche bepoches, mishloishe somach legag askinen, dechol poches, mishloishe somach legag, kegag dobi. Now let us see Rashi. Wo holo im Minta, Avir Hagag. The Avir Hagag is not Minta. The Osti Zike, Vishoti Lei, Mikame Delenech. That a wind is going to come, and it'll blow it off before it has a chance to land on the Gag. The chila ishadis zike, so if a wind didn't come, lishad ye zike v'ira lo davar acher, shebo kele v'kolto yakshamim mchku, amai ktoni megureshes min ha'avir, ho bo'inon avir shesayfei lo nuach. We need avir shesayfei lo nuach. So Rashi says, the kashe was, not al chotza mishtameres, that was not the kashe, the way the pashtus aloshin would be. No, it's a different problem. It's a problem of avir, shesayfai lanuach. It has to be capable of being noch on the gag. So let us just say for practical purposes, there's a vote of Rab Chaim we'll see later in the Gemara. And even though there's a din of Avir Chatzeroi kechatzeroi, that Avir of a Chotzer is koina like a Chotzer, he says, but by get there's a new din. By get there's a halacha that has to be, kinyonim is not sufficient, it has to be munach biyodo, or chatzeroi as kiyodo. He wants to say that Aver Chatzeri Kechatzeroi, which is Koinal Tzaver alone, that is only when Kinyan is sufficient. But when you need it, it has to be Bol or Shuso. Aver is not called a Rishus. So Memela, so in Kinyan alone is not enough. We had wanted to say on the fine time, but if you look according to Rashi, you need it to be Bo Bol Shuso, there's a Din Venosa, there's a Din Biyoda. So it has to be munach on the kalke in order to, for her to be giget. But we have a klal, so avir shesayfe lo nuach ke munach domi. So it's now munach. But it has to be sayfe lo nuach. So the Gemara says, but it's not mintel mizike, so it's not sayfe lo nuach. So we have a problem. So how could she be geget? So now the Gemara says two terutzim. One terutz the Gemara says that it's speaking about that there's a gagag sheyesh leimake. So mamela, the make prevents the wind from blowing it away. So tzayfei lanuach. So that's taken care of. Now the Gemara says a second teretz. That's speaking about teich gimel. Bepachis migimel. Avo the masnisim ba'ochi yaskine. Avi kemande noch. Now it's noch. It's teich gimel. Behilkach konosi ba'nochose. Tekiven da gag avoye yud. Hu avo lochotza mishtemeres lochol denayich begabet. So now there's a gewaldike vote from the Avne Miluim. The Avne Miluim says, if we would learn pshat in the Gemara's kashe, bolein minta, the Gemara means it's a inida chotza mishtameres. Not a chesorin is the way Rashi said that the Gemara's kashe was not alt chotza mishtameres. The Rashi's Gemara's kashe was not you need seife lenuach, and it's not seife lenuach. He said, if we would learn differently, we would learn that the Gemara's kasha was, you need a chotza mishtemeres, it's not mishtama. Fine. So the Gemara said a teretz, the first teretz is a makir. Fine. So it is mishtama. That's so far so good. But he says the second teretz is very schwer. He says, the second teretz is, it's teich gimel. Fine. So what if it's teich gimel? So, but it's still not mishtama. If the kasha was the wind can blow it off, so it's not mishtama. The wind can blow it off. It's not mishtama. So memelus, what's the teretz? So that was machiach Rashi to say that we had a different problem. The problem was not al tzchotza mishtameres. The problem was because it's not seife lenuach. That was the problem. And the wind makes it. It's not seife lenuach. So. Wind makes it not safe for lenuach. So that the Gemara said the second teretz, but you don't need it. It's noch already. Because the teich gimel is noch. That's a raya to Rashi's pshat. Fine. Now, frektav ne miluim, that's why Rashi learned the way Rashi learned. Frektav ne miluim, very good. But between you and me, there's another problem. You need a chotzah mishtama also. Why is Rashi ignoring this problem? What takes away this problem? L'chayre, it's not mishtama. So the Avne Miluim says that teretz on this kasha, well, the Mishnah is speaking about hoysa imedes aloy shagak or hu milamayla v'hi milamato. So she's standing there. So to make it a chotza mishtama, if you're afraid, someone might come and take it or other things, or the wind might blow it away, she's there. So memele, so in hilchis mishtama, it's called mishtama. It's mishtama al yodo. So there's no problem with mishtama, but there's a different problem. The problem is, in order for it to be now giget, there has to be soifei lanuach. Seife lanuach, that means it's not seife lanuach. So now, she can't be giget. And Hilchas Mishtamet's enough that she's there. And she said, but it's, that doesn't make it seife lanuach. It's not seife lanuach. Mishtamet's enough. That's what Avne Miluim says. Now, I don't understand Avne Miluim, because Rashi seems to ask this kasha of Mishtamet. And Rashi says it's Yud Tvachim from the Chotzer. So basically, Rashi had a problem. L'chayre, it's not Mishtama from the Bnei HaChotzer. According to the second Teretz, there's no Makeh around the Gag. So it's not Mishtama from the Bnei HaChotzer. So Rashi says, sure it's Mishtama from the Bnei HaChotzer. It's Yud Tvachim from the Chotzer. So that makes it Mishtama. It's a different Rishus. They say Gurasik, whatever it is. Al Koponim, so that makes it Mishtama from the Chotzer. But according to Avne Miluim, I don't understand. Yeah. Now, I saw the Chassam Sofer says a beautiful pshat in Rashi, and then Dachsamer, everything will be good. The Chassam Sofer says that without what you need a chotzer ha-mishtama is because you need dum yediyotai. We learn out, and Mr. Rashi said this in the beginning of the Perek, that just like Yoda is Mishtama Ledaita, he says Chatzera is also Mishtama Ledaita. So you need it to be Mishtama, Dum Yoda. He says, the Mishtama of Yoda is from Dvorim Metzuyim. I mean, something's in my hand, so it's more or less Mishtama from Dvorim Metzuyim. Dvorim She'eino Metzuyim, for example, he says, Ari will come, Listim will come. So Yodai is also not Mishtama. He says, but you don't need, but all you need is Dum Yedi Yodai. So Mamele, by Yodai there's no problem. All you need is should be Dum Yedi Yodai, and the Dum Yedi Yodai is means that whatever the Shimo of Yodai is, that's what you need, the Shimo of Chatzayre. Now, he says, but here when the Gemara is the kasha, mishtama mizike, the Gemara is not asking for maruach metzuyah. The Gemara is asking for ruach she'ene metzuyah. That means, a ruach she'ene metzuyah might blow it off. So he says, so therefore, the Gemara's kasha is a ruach she'ene metzuyah. So therefore, that is not a problem of chotza mishtama, but in seife lenuach, it is a kasha. Because Ave Chatzeroi is not koin alesel binoch. Here we don't have a chotzer to begin with. It's not bechatzeroi. No, we say along the seifei lenuach kemunach. Let it first be seifei lenuach. And if a ruach she'enei mitzuyu, which can come, which is apiderech hateva, it's not motzui, but it can come, so it's not seifei lenuach. So when the Gemara asked for Mishtama Mizike, the Gemara had a problem. The Gemara had a problem of Bemison. There were two problems. There's one problem of, it's not safe Illinois. And then there's also a problem, it could be it's not Mishtama either. It could be it's not Mishtama either. That could also be. Any mishtam, lem interim. Because the wind can blow it off. And for some reason, the Chassam Sofer does not go with the Avnei Meluyim that she's around. Let's forget about her. So it's any mishtam. It's not mishtam for a ruach metzui. It's not mishtam from a ruach she'ene metzui. So the Gemara says in the first Eretz, we hear a makir. So it's, now it's Baruch Hashem. Now it's mishtam from everything. It's Eifel, Anuach, and it's mishtam, Shalom Yisrael. The second teretz is speaking about Teich Gimel. So Teich Gimel, so Emerson the Rashba asked this kasha, it's not Mishtama. What does Teich Gimel help? It's felt not Mishtama. So the Rashba says a teretz, Teich Gimel, a ruach metzuya won't take it. So close to the roof already, a ruach metzuya won't take it off the roof. I feel there's no maka around the roof. So close to the, you have the pulling of gravity, and it's only Teich Gimel, and Aruch Metzuya won't take it off. So it's Mishtama. Teich Gimel is Mishtama. He said, but Aruch She'ene Metzuya, because he can take it off the roof. And we were afraid, so he said, but Aruch She'ene Metzuya, Zuk Tehelekech Sam Seifer, is only a problem in Seifer Lenuach. So if it's Teich Gimel, it's Noch already. So now we don't have to worry about a ruach she'ene metzuyah, even though it might come. But what's getting it on? It's noch. Legabi, the problem of noch, which we have to reckon with a ruach she'ene metzuyah also, it's teich gimel, so it's noch. The problem of einei mishtama, a wind might blow it off. Avdosek terajbe, if it's teich gimel, a wind won't blow it off the roof already. It's not the... It's so close to the roof that it's the wind will, Ruach Metzuyah won't blow it off. And I don't have to be chayish for Ruach She'ene Metzuyah, because Chotem Mishtama is only Dumya Diyad, only for Dvorim Metzuyah.
So now Rashi Rabbanu Kasha.
So you took care of all the ruches of the ruch metzuyah, the ruch sheina metzuyah. But now Rashi, but what's with the bnei achotza? They're around there. They're no winds. They're walking around, and you have a roof without a. You had a roof without a without a makkah, and they walk around. They help themselves to what's on the roof. So as she says, the bnei achotza, the gagas gavoya yud. Now I just like to say a maimer amuzga between you and me. Either believe you don't understand why yud helps for the bnei achotza. Yud tvachim is 40 inches according to the shitas chazaynish. I mean, a person walking in the chotzer can very easily take something from the roof that's 40 inches tall. It's not 40 inches, it's not the Empire State Building. I mean, so I don't know how the Yud Tvachim makes a mishtama from the Bnei HaChotzer, but that's what Rashi is saying. So according to the Chasam Sofer, it's beautiful. So we have over here, and we'll see later, the Ruach Metsuye is a chasorin in Mishtama, and the Ruach Sheini Metsuye is a chasorin in Ein Seif Elipo, and in the two Torahs of the Gemara, everything was taken care of. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. Now the other way around, she is in the chotzer, he's on the roof. So again, now according to the Chasam Sofer, now we're afraid of a Ruach Sheini Metsuya. Ruach Sheini Metsuya might blow it out of the, he threw it over the makeh, whatever it is, over the roof, but it might go, a Ruach Sheini Metsuya might say, it's not Sofer Lipo. That the mechitzes achotza were above the mechitzes of the gag. So when he threw it over the roof, a ruach shen metzuye will not blow it over, out of, it shouldn't fall into the chotza because I have the mechitzes hachotza are eight face over that he have tall mechitzes over here. So ruach sheini metzuya cannot blow it out of the chotza. So memela tzoy felipo b'chotza. That is pshat in the Gemara's teretz. What does Rashi say? Well, I mean to gesalka daiter shagag gavoya michoy mischotza. Veichek toni kimin shiotza moshus kag megoreshes. Weiter ein tzoy felenuach. It won't fall into the chotzer. Not say vilanu. The leibod like it. The osi zike v'dochi leichutz lemachitzes. So memela. So she's not keget yet. The Gemara says no. That there's machitzes atachtoynes oitvis aliyones. Chayin omer Rabbi Leizer bar Rabbi Shaya can shei machitzes atachtoynes oitvis aliyones. V'chayin omer ula mar Rabbi Yechin can shei machitzes atachtoynes oitvis aliyones. Fine. So three Yidin said this teretz. Now, Amale Rabbava Leule, so Rabbava asked Ule on this third teretz, and he's the third to the Amore that said this teretz, Keman ke Rebbe doma kluta kemisha huncha domi. This is going according to Rebbe, that holds in Hilche Shabbos kluta kemisha huncha domi. Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Kluta b'seich avir k'misha huncho lo'oretz. So something that's in the avir is k'ilu it's munach boretz. This time we learned a baraisa. Hazeirik b'Shabbes Moshus Harabim Loshus Harab Moshus Hayochid be'emtza is Rebbe Mechayev b'Chachomim Poitrim. So Memele, so Rebbe holds Kluta k'misha huncha, so it's like Munach b'Moshus Hayochid, so it's Chayev al Tachnose, itu Moshus Harabim Loshus Hayochid. The Chachomim hold Kluta lav k'misha huncha.
So the Lachaira, our mission is going according to Rebbe, not according to the Chachamim. So we mentioned before Rab Chaim. So Rab Chaim says, the Yisod we just mentioned before, that here with the Gemara held, we have to come on to Rebbe, Dafka according to Rebbe, because, again, even though Aver Chatzera is Koine, but by Get it's not sufficient that it's an Aver Chatzera. It has to be Munach Boretz, because it has to be Bershusa. Aver is not a Reshus. It's Koine, but it's not a Reshus. So Memelo said the Gemara, oh, there's one Yid that holds like that. That's Rebbe. Kluta ba'avir, k'misha muncha ba'oretz. That's Rebbe said that. So Memelo said the Gemara said, but we, the Chalam don't know like this. So the whole Lamdus we said before, Seife lanuach kemunach, but this is only Rebbe holds like this. The Rabban don't hold like this. Someone said no, and Hilchis Shabbos they don't hold like that, but Hilchis Geirishin they will say, Seife Lanuach kemunach. Now there's a Mordechai Kasha from the Marshal. The Marshal asks, he says, I don't understand the Gemara's Kasha. What was the case of the Machloikis, the Rabbonon and Rebbe? So Rashi says, that speaking about, he threw Zayrik Peshabbos Meshus Aram Meshus Aram Meshus Ayochid Be'emtza. Now in this case, it's not Soifei Linach Meshus Ayochid, it's Meshus Aram Meshus Aram Meshus Ayochid Be'emtza. Our mission is speaking about, forget, we were talking, we were being mevarer, that here it's Soifei Lanuach, that was the whole pilpul over here. That we need Seifei Lanuach. That's why we why are you asking Akash according to the Chachamim? The Chachamim is speaking about a case where it's not Seifei Lanuach. And then Manuf Shech, if you're going according to Rebbe, so I need Seifei Lanuach. I mean, it's a Murdik Akash. Mashal blaz vay kash. So I saw the Chassam Sofer brings down the Rashba, and see the Rashba in a Veinik. So the Rashba says, I'm already kateretz. The Rashba says as follows, that the case of Machlikis, Rebbe and the Rabbono, Azerik Meshusarab Moshusayochid, Azerik Meshusarab Moshusarab Moshusayochid, Be'em Sokoyin to Rebbe Yechayim, he's speaking about as follows. He's speaking about that when a person threw in from a Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Now, on the, there were two doors. He threw it from one door. And when he threw it, that means there were two doors, one opposite the other. That means one on the right side of the Rishus HaYochid, the other on the left side of the Rishus HaYochid. Two doors. Then it was a Shusarab. On the other side. On the left it was a Shusarab. On the right side, Shusarab. On the left side, there's two doors, one opposite the other. So he says, it's speaking about, when he threw it into the Shusayochet, the other door was shut. Now, if the other door was shut, was it Soifei Lipo? Sure was. Then later they opened the door. Later they opened the door. That's the story. But it was Seifei Lipel in the Rishus HaYochid. And later they opened the door. And there the Rabbonon said, you don't say Kluta Kemishumcha. Aye, it's Seifei Lipel. So we see that Seifei Lipel, you don't say Kemishumach. That's what the Rashba says. So Meister Kashi, he said, yeah, in Hilchis Shabbos you're right. Even Seifei Lipel, we don't say Kluta Kemishumcha. But in Hilchis Get, such a case will be good. Because it's Seifei Lipel. Later he opened up the door and went through. So gave me the shot. She's gigantic. So this is a beautiful teretz on the Mashal's kasha. Yeah. Avalochim mishumin turiu bekominter. Here all we need, and let's go back. I mean, according with the tanz with the losh and agamora. Here we need it should be minter. From a ruach sheni metzuyah, the way the Chassam Sofer says, should be able to say filinach. Here it's say filinach, and that's enough. Nimchak. Now it says further in the Mishnah,
הוא מלמיילו, והיא מלמטו, וזולקו לו, כיוון שיוצא משוס הגג, נמחק, אי נשרף, הרי זה מגרש. זאת אומרת, זה בקיים נמחק, אין דחוצר, זאת אומרת, מגורש, בקוס הקיימן תל האוויר החוצר. אמר רב נחמן, אמר רב הבאבו, אלו ישונו, אלו שנמחק, דרך ירידה. אבל נמחק דרך עלי אלוי, מייטיימה מיקורא לוי למנח קוי. ונלר עשי רשי, אמר יודי כזה. זאת רשי, דרך ירידה, כשזור קוי כלפי מיילו, Now the safe is speaking about that he threw it from the Gag to the Chotzer. And it seems the Gag had a Makke. Well, we said the Gag had a Makke before, because that was one of the problems. I mean, the one that came to said the Gag had a Makke. So there's a Makke. So the Gag has a Makke, so when he's throwing it down into the Chotzer, he can't throw it down into the Chotzer, he has to first throw it over the Makke in order to get into the Avir HaChotzer. So Rashi says, Kshezolkoi klapei mailo, when he threw it up, Kedei la'aviray es ha-Makke lo'y nimchak. When it was going up, it was a nimchak achegiya, and it still started falling down. Avo nimchak derech aliyah. But if it was nimchak going up, af al pi sheyotzo mehavir hagag lavir chotzo. It went out, it's going up, he threw it from the avir hagag, to the Avir HaChotzer, and still going up. Umechitzes atachtoynais oitfois. That means, and when it went into the Avir HaChotzer, there's no problem of loy mintal, because we have the mechitzes atachtoynais oitfois. They're taller than the makel by the gag. So he's throwing it up. He wants to throw it over the makel. So he's throwing it up, and it's going up. He's throwing it on an angle, and it's going up. It goes over the makke. It's still going up. And it's teich ha-mechitzes ha-chotzer, which are oitfes on the makke. So it's no good. Till it's only good when it starts going down. When gravity starts taking things into its own hand. But kolzman, it's going up, it's no good. So why not? Ein v'gereshes. De derech si lukai le'mikri nesine ela derech anochosai lovoi l'rshuso. So Rashi says, now anush tekteire, that you need zrikes to be derech nesine. If I'm throwing it up to zamirdike taz, let's say over the taz, the Taz says as follows. The Taz says that there's a mak over here. Now, so he has to get it over the mak. That's why he's throwing it up. Now, before I go further, I'd just like to say a maimer hamusga, which I also don't understand. Now, how tall is this mak by the gag? If we have a mak, again, that's sufficient for Hilchus Makke, it's right to 40 inches. I don't know why he's to throw up. He can just throw down. I mean, 40 inches he can throw down into the chutz. I don't know why he has to go up so far. His hands are over 40 inches. Okay. But Loirabosi. But we're talking about we have a big Makke. Let's say, okay. We have a 10-foot Makke. So, 10-foot Makke, now we have a problem. So he has to throw it over the makke in order for to get into the chotzer. Zoktetaz. So, throwing in this direction, going up. Why are you throwing it up? Because I have to get it over the market. So, the upward direction, the purpose of the upward direction is to get it out of the gag. Not to get it to our, first you have to get it out of the gag. So that's not called derech nesine. Derech nesine means that the pu'ule was made to get it to her. I'm not up to that. I'm a step before getting to her. You have to first get it out of the gag. That's I'm throwing it up. So memela, so that's not called derech nesine. Zok de'ele getaz, amir de kazach. But what'll be the other way around? In the first case of the mission, when he is in the chotzer, and he's throwing it on the gag. So there he's throwing it up to get to her. If it'll land on the mak, it's also good. The mak is hers. So if it'll land on the mak, it's also good. Because the mak is, it's her gag, it's her mak. So there, the whole throwing up is to get it to her. So that's called derech nesine. Here it's not called derech nesine, because here, she's down there. The reason I'm throwing it up is to overcome the hurdle, the obstacle of my makeh. That's not called derech nesine. Amor de ketaz. Agavuch the lashon of the Gemara, we have to by time, mikore loyle meinach koi. So you have to say, according to the main way Rashi says pshat, that the purpose of going up was not to put it into her chotzer. The purpose of going up was to take it out of the shusagak. Nisraf. Let's go further. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Barabuha. Loishonu elo shekodam get lidleik. That when the Kodam get lidleika, abo kodmo, dleika liget, loy. My time mi ikoro lisreifa ka'ozu. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Shekodam get lidleika. Shekodmo zrikas haget bechotzer. Kaidim shetei adleike ba'avir achotzer. So l'cheir Rashi is saying, he threw it from the gag. So Rashi l'cheir seems to be saying that if, let's say, he threw it from the gag, let's make everything in slow motion. It took 5 seconds to leave the gag and to get into the avir achotzer. Now, after 3 seconds, there became a fire in the chotzer. So l'cheira v'aistis, it wouldn't be good. Rashi says, zrikas haget bechotzer, shekodmo. Zrikas haget bechotzer, not kodmo zrikas haget me'agag. Kodmo zrikas haget bechotzer, kaim sh'teyad leike ba'avir achotzer. So that means, so l'cheir is very good. That means the get entered the chotzer before there was a leike in the chotzer. So l'maise, so say Filippel. So that means after, so let's say it took 5 seconds to get into the chotzer. So it's in the chotzer now. By the 6th second, it's in the chotzer. By the 7th second, a fire started. But it was Aymed Lipel by the 6th second already. So it's finished. So she's geget by the 6th second. That's l'chayr Rashi means. Fine. Anusugi. Omar Rav Chizde. Reshuyais chalukais begit. We hear this already, this Yesod, and I find Zainamid base. But let's see what Rashi says. Im hishila habal mokim b'chatzeiroi l'kabolas gito. If the Baal was marshal her a mokim in his chotze l'kabolas gito. Loi hishila gagoi oi beisai. So he said, you know, I'm lending you my chotze. He could do that, that show to you. So lehishilo gagayay beisay. So it doesn't mean he's mashal all his reshuyeh tar. Where, so wherever it will fall, it's mushal tar. Lemrini loy kopit. And we don't say he's not makpit. The trei mekaymis loy moishli. A person does not lend two places. That means that, I lent you one place, I said, I'm lending you the chotzer, so that's it. So now if it fell on the gag, it fell in the bayis, I didn't lend it to you. Now how does this come here? The Muslims bring a riot to this yisod. How do you know this? How does Rav Chisda know this? Amalei masnisini, it's a Mishnah. Hoi say medes al reishagag. Vizor keilom. The first above in the Mishnah was, he's standing in a chotza, and she's standing on the gag. Vizor keilom, kivin sheigi get la avir agag, a reizu megerash. Now, if the chotza also belongs to lamali aviragak, so why do you need aviragak? That means that before it reached the aviragak, as long as it was in the avirachotza, it should also be good. Now, I had here two ha'oris. I hear the Gemara is asking Akasha now as follows. The Mishnah says, the Baal is standing in the Chotza, he's throwing it to the Isha that's standing on the Gag, and it says, as soon as it reaches the Avir HaGag, she is Megoreshes. So the Gemara says, if the Chotza belongs to her also, so why does it have to reach the Avir HaGag? And the Avir HaChotza, she should be Megoresh also. So, it's Derech Aliyah. We just said before, Derech Aliyah is not called the good Nesina. It's going up to the, it's going, it's Derech Aliyah. We said Derech Aliyah is not a good Nesina. It's Lachad V'yagaval Dekaraya to the Taz we mentioned before. It's Amir Dekaraya to the Taz. The Mephoshim is this Kasha of Derech Aliyah. Lachad, according to the Taz, it's Meiradik. That's not called Derech Aliyah. I have, though, another problem. L'chayre, if there's a concept of Seifei Lipoil, Avir Chatzayre is not kind, it has to be Seifei Lipoil, so L'chayre is not Seifei Lipoil in the Chatzal. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? What's the Gemara's kasha? Why did it need it? Should be nichnas lave chatzeroi. Why did it need it? Should be nichnas lave gagoi. I feel lave chatzeroi. She should be gigadet zur chotza. So that would avoid me. I don't understand. L'chayr is not soy Filippo. Basic mission. But I don't know. L'chayr is going. It's going to go to the gag. So even though the chotzer is her issues and the gag is her issues, but it's not going to fall on the chotzer. So you can't say that it's munach by chotzer. It's not going to fall. It's going to fall on the gag. So I don't know. I don't know if Shatan the Gemara's kasha over here. But l'chayr and the kasha and the chali, l'chayr with the taz is meiradik. So let's go further. Ilayme begag dido. The chotzer dido lomali aver agak.
Hello, Begag Didei V'Chotzer Didei.
You say that it belongs to both of them. That both of them belong to him.
Ki Gil Avir Agag may have it.
So what do I gain that it reached Avir Agag?
Hello, Pshito Begag Dido V'Chotzer Didei.
So you have to say the Reish is speaking about that her Gag is Chotzer in Gewalt.
Frag de Gemara Emes Eifem. Hu milamaylo vehi milamato. Vizor ke lo kivin shotsa moshus agag nimcha ke nisra vareisum begereshes. Vehi begag dido vechotzer didei.
If it's speaking about the way you just told me. That's speaking about gag dido vechotzer didei. Am I begereshes? So when into the avir chotzer. So why is she begereshes? It's his chotzer.
Hello, begag didei v'chotzer dido.
See, it's a big agadu. Frag the Gemara, reishe, begag dido v'chotzer didei, seife begag didei v'chotzer dido. That's very modern. That means that the Mishnah is telling us two cases, but we have to say one case he's on the gag, he's showing him to the chotzer, one case he's in the chotzer, he's showing him to the gag, but it's talking about, the first case is speaking about that it's her gag, the second case is speaking about that it's his gag, that's very modern. You have a Stam Mishnah that's speaking about two different cases.
Hello, la, the oi shlomoke.
So you have to say, no, it's speaking about that he lent her. He lent her a place.
Had mocking mostly in she, train mekaymos le mostly in she.
So that means, so when she was standing on the gag, he lent, everything was his. When she was standing on the gag, he lent her the gag. And she was standing in the chutz, lent her the chutz. But I'll call upon him. But you see, Claude, this you saw the Rav Chisda, when I'm lending, I don't say, well, I'm lending everything, wherever it'll end up will be. No, chad mokim meishli inchi, tre mekoim misle meishli inchi. Zok trash.
So we'll actually see a little further than Masi Rashi. Amalei midiirye, do mahoke deise, bahoke deise, reishe begag dido, bachatsa didei. Seifa begag didei v'chotzer dido. Zot Rashi. Hoke deise v'hoke deise. Reishe begag dido v'chotzer didei. Uboinen avir agag. Seifa begag didei v'chotzer dido megar sheba v'chotzer.
Both would be his, and it's hers through Shaila, so then could be he's not Makpet, so wherever it is will be good, so you don't have any Raya from the Mishnah.
Zot the Gemara weiter. Omar Rove, Sholeish Midois Begit. The Sholeish Midois Begit.
That means there's three cases that Gittin are different than Hilchos Shabbos. That means that the halachas differentiate between Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Gittin.
Hod Omer Rebbe Klute Kemisha Hunche Upligi Rabbonon Olay Hani Mili Lenin Shabbos Habalachim Yishumin Turiyil Vohominta.
So that we had before. See, the Gemara is saying that even though the Chachamim hold that you don't say Kluta Kemisha Unche, that is Davka Linyin Shabbos, but Linyin Get, they do say Kluta, they say since the Seifei Lenuach Kemunach Domin.
So be it's Minter, from Zike, Netzeife Lanuach, so it's Munach.
Case number two, where we see that Shabbos and Get is different.
V'ho da'omar av chizde, no'atz kone b'shus ha'yachim. a person put a flagpole b'rishus hayochid. Rishus hayochid had four mechitzes, and didn't have a roof. And he put a flagpole in the middle of the rishus hayochid. No, it's gone to b'rishus hayochid. U'b'roishay traskel. This is a shayla. If you need a traskel, don't need a traskel. But let's say he put a traskel, put an upside down basket on it. Bezorak benoch al gabov, and then he threw it. He was standing outside, and he threw on top of the traskel. Afilu gavoye meya amo chayev lefish reshus hayochid oilo adl rekiye hanimilin yin shabbos avalochem yishin inturiu baho loy minta. Now let us see Rashi. Zakrashi. Vahod amar avchiz de noat kone bachotza. Vahoya mim chitzay sachotza. Vizog mishusaram. Vinoch agab avchay. Davlei hanocha bishus hayochid. Sha'aver rishus hayochid. Oy la'ad l'rekiya. So this flagpole, 100 amas up, is in the Rishus HaYochid. And I threw something from the Rishus HaRab into the Rishus HaYochid. So I threw from the Rishus HaRab into the Rishus HaYochid. Af al gav da avi Rishus HaRab meina lamayla miyasor kedem rinim imesach Shabbos, but avi Rishus HaYochid is oylad l'rikiyah. So that's what Rav Chisda is telling us. So if he threw from the Rishus HaRab to Rishus HaYochid, he is chayv. Hani mili davi kemunach lo'oretz. I'm being on top of the flagpole. Is kemunach lo'oretz linyin Shabbos. That's how linyin Shabbos. Abel imho yochotza shalishe v'kone notz gaboye mina mechitzeis. Hey, na megureshes. It's not megureish. Shein soifai lonuach laoretz. It won't fall down. The romilei zike chutz lemechitzes. The zike is going to throw it chutz lemechitzes. V'taim v'gitim mishum chutz ha-mishtemeres hu dum yediyoda v'holei minta. All of a sudden, Rashi makes an about face. All of a sudden, Rashi now starts saying as follows. Rashi says that, you know what the problem is? It's a chotze sheinim mishtameres, v'm yidiyodo. Rashi says, she'ein soife lonuach loretz, will never fall down. The romi leizike chutz lemechitzes, because the wind is going to throw it out of the mechitzes. And so it's not a chotza mishtameres. Now why did Rashi make an about face? And what happened? Why didn't Rashi say like in the Mibif? Till now, Rashi never bad in Eilish about chotza mishtameres. Rashi said, it's not so for Lipa, it's not so for Lenuach. And here all of a sudden, Rashi says something else. So the chayre, there's two mahalchem on this Rashi, davne miluim in the chsam seifa. Davne miluim says, we had mentioned before davne miluim, that davne miluim says, why did Rashi not make an esek about achotza mishtameres before? Rashi was only speaking about seifa lenuach, and what's with chotza mishtameres? Zakhtach Sam Seifer, because Rashi held that she's standing there, so she can take care of it. There's no problem of Chotza Mishtameres. So the whole problem is Seifer Lenuach. That's how Rashi spoke about Seifer Lenuach. But over here, the Chsam Seifer says, we have a flagpole that's 100 feet tall, So, by her standing in the chotzer, it's a mishtameres. So, my mail, that's where Rashi said, it's a chosom of chotzer mishtameres. That is what Avnei Miluim says. That's why over here, Rashi was nesoyre, there's a problem, it's not a chotzer mishtameres. That's what Avnei Miluim says. The Chassam Sofer says, according to Lefi Darkei, Chassam Sofer says as follows. The Chassam Sofer says, he says, Be'emetzin, there were two problems. There was one problem in Yitzayfel and Nuach. It has to be Noch. Avir Chatzayrei is not good baguette. You need it to be Noch on that problem. And the Rishus, it's not sufficient that it's in the Avir. And that you need Yitzayfel and Nuach. And then you need also, it should be Mishtama. So the Chassam Sofer had said that, the second teretz of the Gemara, Teich Gimel, so the problem of Noch Ba'oret, it's Teich Gimel, so it's Noch. And the problem of Mishtama, you're still a wind, there's no Makar, Ruch Metzuyah. So the Rashba says, Ruch Metzuyah will not blow it off since it's so close to the God. Zogt Eilekech Sam Seifer, so that's dark, if it's three, less than 3 feet to the Gag, Ruach Metzuyah won't blow it off. But if you have a 100-foot pole, and you have there on top of the trestle, you have the get, Ruach Metzuyah will come and blow it off. So what's the chesor? So there the chesor is not, it's not munach, but oretz, you don't need oretz. The trestle is also oretz. It's hers. So it's munach birshuso. You know what the problem is? The problem is it's einem mishtama. That's Rashi here to say einem mishtama. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Ach mishum minturi voloi minta. Voho da oma. Oma rab yudah mashmul. Now the Gemara says a new case. A third case. Gimel midis begitin. Vodam rab yudah mashmul. Lo yamid odom begag ze veyikloit megshomim megagay shel chaver. A person should not stand on one gag and be kailet kshomim megagay shel chaver. Shekishem shediyoyrim chalukim milamato kach diyoyrim chalukim milamayla. Hani mili linyin shabes av linyin get mishon kpeiduhu. Bekula hai loikov tiyinshi. Now let us see Rashi. Vohoda omar av Yehuda, lo yamid odom al gagoi, viyikloit meik shomim, hatsofim al gagoi shel chaver. That means there are two roofs, one next to the other, and there's a puddle of water on his chaver's roof. So he should not be koilet this water take from his chaver's roof to his rishus. Davi moitzi mirshus lirshus im lo yirboi. Now if he and his chaver did not make an eruvi chatzeres, so it comes out, you're not allowed to take without an eruv chatzeres, so each dire is considered a reshus bifnei atzmoi. So I'm not allowed to take from one reshus to another reshus. Is imlo irvu, sha'af opi she'enom dorim al hagagais, even though they're not living on the gagais. So why should I say that I'm taking from one reshus to another reshus? Sha'echnami buhu isa chilek reshus. It's still called an isa chilek reshus. And that's what the Gemara says, Shem shediyoyrim chalukim milamato, kach diyoyrim chalukim milamal. That means, since lamato, tachas agag, we have that what? That people are living in each house bazunda. So the two rishuyes, so we say that the lamailo shel had diyoyrim, the gag, even though bepoil, no one is living there, but it's ke'ilu, we have people living there. So I'm taking from one reshus to another reshus. I'm not allowed. Avo begitin, ho yu loish ne gagim smuchim zelo ze. ויתו גגים סמוכים זה לזה ואישי לא מוקים בזה, לקבל הסגיטו וקיבלתו בזה. And he threw the gate onto the other gag. Ramrinen hoche rishuyais chalukais. We just said before that rishuyais chalukais alagabi gitten if I lend you one rishus. I don't lend you another rishus. Doho damoren la trai mekoimes loy moish liinshi bishum kpeidu that I makpid. Yesh makpid Yesh mashal chatzero, umakpid al beisoy. I'm lending you the chotzer, I'm the makpid, I won't lend you the bais. Avol kulei hai gagin smuchim. There are two gagin, one close to the other. Vein tashmish rogel behen, lekopte yinshi. And the not mishtamish on the gagais is lekopte yinshi. Now, I'd like to mention about Rashi, it seems this is a key vote. That Emerson, this is the Ike vote in the Sugya, I think. That Rashi is saying, Leirogel ishtamish bem. Since it's Leirogel ishtamish bem, Leirogel ishtamish bem, Tashmish rogel bem, Leikop teyinshi. And that is what the Gemara is differentiating between Shabbos and Gittin. By Shabbos, even though they're not mishtamish, so in reality I should say that it's not called two different rishuyas because there's no diyor in here. No one's mishtamish on the roofs. So there, the itashmish is not a factor to be matil. To take the mayim from one gag to the other gag, but here e tashmish is a factor that he's not makrit. Now I had a problem over here. And if he does use it, so my gosh, why can't he be mashal the mokim? That if the get will fall in, she'll be geget. I mean, what's the problem over here? Since he's not mishtamish, then I'll be mashal you the mokim. If I would be mishtamish, it wouldn't be mashal the mokim. Is that sechmir? From this Rashi, I think is a mirdike raya to a ritvim bab metziyah daf tesam at base that learns pshat megamore that, not the Rishonim don't know Pshat in this Gemara, but the Ritva says a merely kizach. The Ritva says, Gemara says as follows, Av Testament Beis, Mishoich behei mezu liknois kelem shalel. Shemeke Mashiach in a behemet to be kind of the kelem. The Gemara clears a shalem. It's a kud, it's a nakud. So there's different mahalchim. What is the shalem of the Gemara? So the Ritva comes up with a unique pshat. The shaila is, you should be moishach this behemah, to get a kinyan shaila in the behemah, liknis kelim sha'olel, that they should mail, you should be kind of the kelim, haltschotza, the kelim is on your behemah shula. So mishoich behemah zu, make a mishicha to be shail the behemah, liknis kelim sha'olel, so now it's your behemah, so mamela, so you'll be kind of the kalem alts chutz. He was marshal the baim. The Gemara is all bill puts a chutz maleches. It's been mad kofas. Fine. Frek the Ritva. What's the shayla? We have a klal a chutz shaula is kind of for the shayul. So what's the problem over here? So the Ritva mir the kazach. The chutz shaula kind of lehishtamish by. Whenever we speak about a chutz or shul, that's koine, means it's mine to use. V'have kishaloi. So it's mine. The use of this chutz is mine. So then it's called my rishus. And then I can be kind of with chutz, or something falls into my rishus. So even though theoretically it belongs to you, but since the shimush is mine, so it's called my chutz and I'm koine. Avol hoche deimem shicheloi elo bikinyin zeh. I think he means to say, but over here,
I'm not lending you the behemoth of anything. It's my behemoth. Mishaych behemoth zulikne. It's you should get a kinyan behemoth. It should be your chotzer that it's shol to you for kinyan chotzer to be kind of the behemoth, to be kind of the caleb. I'm lending you this behemoth for one purpose. Not to ride the behemoth, not to use the behemoth. I want you to be kind of the kalim, which are on the behemoth. And I want you to be kind of the kalim with kinyan chotzer. So I'm lending you the behemoth that it should be your, it's yours to be kind of for kinyan chotzer. That the Gemara had a shayla, and the Gemara says, the Ritva says, v'le yifshite. Gemara blei by a shayla. So that means doch a meire de keritve. That a chotzo shu'ulo, that is kaine, is only if it's mine for all tashmishim. But if it's only mine, and I should be kaine with a kinyan chotzo, so then that's a shayla in the Gemara and Bob Metzi, according to the Ritva, and it could be according to the Rishayin, there's no shayla. It's even no good. So memele Rashi is shedding a meire de kalait on a Gemara dachsach. Rashi's saying like this, you know, we have a shayla, if I lent you a chotzer, well, I lent you my house. So Rashi is, a person is makbid, I lent you the chotzer, not the house. You know why a person is makbid? Because if I'm lending you the chotzer means I stay out of the chotzer for the next 10 days. I'm lending you the chotzer for tashmish, then it's your chotzer. So if I lend you the chotzer means I'm going to go away also from the house, I lent you the chotzer. The chotzer is the chotzer, the house is the house. So Rashi says, but by gagois, since I'm not mishtamish in the gag, so I'll let you be mishtamish in the gag for 10 days. So both gagois. That's what Rashi is saying. But if he would learn not like the Ritva, so then the whole thing doesn't make sense. He's not mishtamish in the gag, it's your mishtamish. But I'm the, be mishtamish gesund to hate. It's just her chotzer to be kind of the get. So by stois, there's no such concept whatsoever.